This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Houthi movement threatened a quote-unquote strong and effective response after the United States carried out another strike in Yemen early Saturday, further ratcheting up tensions as Washington vows to protect shipping from attacks by the Iran-aligned group. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The U.S. said its latest strike hit a radar site, a day after dozens of American and British strikes on Houthi facilities in Yemen. A Houthi spokesperson told Reuters the strikes had no significant impact on the group's ability to prevent Israel-affiliated ships from passing through the Red Sea, though the Pentagon said the U.S.-British strikes had, quote, good effects. The strikes have added to concerns about the escalation of the conflict that has spread through the region since the Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel went to war. Iran's allies also entered the fray from Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in central London on Saturday to demand an end to Israel's bombing of Gaza as the conflict between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas approached its 100th day. The four-kilometer demonstration wound its way from the Bank of England in the City of London to the Houses of Parliament. At least 33 people, mostly children, were killed in a landslide in an indigenous community in northwestern Colombia, the South American country's vice president said Saturday. Rescuers slogging through deep mud were rushing against the clock in hopes of finding survivors in the rubble. Firefighters struggled to reach the hardest hit area, and one official told AFP there had been a request for helicopters.